California, a free state since 1850, may pay $233,000 in reparations per slavery descendant. By Joel B. Polak on December 4, 2022. The state of California could be facing $233,000 in reparations for each black resident who qualifies as a descendant of African American slaves, according to a consulting report prepared for a special state panel. As Breitbart News has been reporting since 2020, the Golden State is considering reparations under a law signed that year by Governor Gavin Newsom, D., though California entered the Union in 1850 as a free state. The panel, which is not representative of the state, but composed primarily of black members, voted 5-4 to limit reparations to descendants of slavery, and issued recommendations that include separate black schools. There is broad public support in California for restoring property unjustly taken from black owners, as in the case of Bruce's Beach, which has been restored to the heirs of the couple from whom it was taken in the 1920s. However, there is limited support for reparations in a general sense. Beyond slavery, the panel is considering payments to compensate for a variety of allegedly discriminatory practices, including housing discrimination and mass incarceration. Fox News reported on Saturday. The California Reparations Task Force's five-member economic consultant team reported that under the initiative, qualifying black residents in the state could qualify for $223,200 per person. The task force's consultant team drew its ballpark number by examining gaps in housing and speculating the approximate amount of wealth lost between 1933 and 1977. The state panel says that black Californians lost $5,074 per year under previous housing policies. It is unclear whether the legislature will accept the proposals of the panel, which has a merely advisory role. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.